Conservative Theological University invites you to attend a special church security seminar Saturday, July 23rd. The seminar begins at 9 a.m. with a break for lunch from noon till 12:30. CTU will provide a light lunch. The seminar course syllabus and book will be provided. The cost is only $99 per person. You must be registered before Friday, July 22nd. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE to register via phone. Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking today on a subject that perhaps you have considered and have not voiced, not verbalized, not analyzed, or scrutinized to decide what is happening. But the question is, have we lost our moral compass? Have we lost our moral compass? You can join in the dialogue and discussion today, ladies and gentlemen, by simply dialing 831-0917. If you're tuned in by way of the internet, the area code is 904-831-0917. We'd love to have your participation, your questions, your comments, dialogue and discussion on the issue. Do you find that we have a coarse society today? It is coarse in its conversation, coarse in the activities and actions. In fact, across America today, we're finding a major, major decline in morals and ethics and values. And in just a moment during the course of this broadcast, we're going to seek to determine what is the cause of this. What's the rudimentary fundamental cause of the decline that we find in America of our moral and ethical compass having been lost? We find it is very, very true, and I find that there's so many indicators of it, it's difficult to cover it on a broadcast. But for example, our schools today are teaching children the sodomite agenda. Sexual dysphoria is now embraced and celebrated in our kindergarten through high school. Drag queens are now on the horizon as being the major feature in schools and colleges and universities, and even in some restaurant chains where they are having the drag queen hour for the parents to bring the kids. And ladies and gentlemen, if that's not bad enough, in the demoralization and the destruction of morals and ethics and values, we have now the federal government, Joe Biden and the Biden family cabal and the scabs out of the Obama administration that's running the nation's executive offices in D.C., we find today that there's a major push to further denigrate, destroy, eviscerate, annihilate anything that's called a fundamental moral ethical value in America. We have left the Judeo-Christian values, and we're finding it, ladies and gentlemen, being eviscerated each and every day. That is the foundation. And the scripture says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? In Psalms 11 and verse 3. But let's go back and look at this article I started to look at just before the top of the hour news break. CDC directs the LGBTQ children to secretive chats. Now listen, this is the Centers for Disease Control that set up websites with chat rooms for kids of any age to go to and have chats about the sodomite lifestyle and to be able to have dialogue and discussion with others of that gender dysphoric condition, including adults. And it says, chat about sex changes and activism, and even chats about the occult. The Centers for Disease Control is promoting the youth to youth an online chat space that discusses sex relationships and the occult, sex change operations, and activism. And specifically, it is designed, the program is designed, ladies and gentlemen, to be able to have a child be able to press the button and quickly hide what they're viewing if their parents were to walk in or ask a question. It also mixes LGBTQ adults and children and is run in part by the Planned Parenthood. The so-called QChat space, the platform, is advertised on the CDC's LGBTQ Health Youth Resources page. The chat services, which describes itself as a community for LGBTQIPI teens, is available for those 13 to 19 years of age, and it can be quickly hidden from parents and focuses on a number of mature themes. QChat hosts conversations on a number of different mature and sexual topics, including drag culture 101, sex and relationships, having multiple genders, intended for a BI pan youth, that is bisexual and pan youth. One chat celebrates RuPaul's drag race, while another is called Queer Youth Activism, which is intended for youth of color. The Q chat also features conversations on gender affirmation surgeries, as well as on hormone replacement therapy. The chats are used in part to tell children where you can find other resources related to your transition process. There are also chats on astrology, including self-discovery astrology, and one titled Queering Tarot Cards, a reference to the tarot card community commonly used in the occult practices. The sexually, politically, and even spiritually charged material is intermixed with content that appeals to the youth. The chats seem specifically designed to be concealed from the parents and family members. Ladies and gentlemen, if that's not the apex of destruction of the mind of the children today, nothing is. Promulgated, paid for, pushed, and carried out by the Centers for Disease Control, which is paid for by tax money. Ladies and gentlemen, I am concerned with what we see of losing our moral compass in America. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
I totally agree with you, Dr. Youngblood. I think that if you go back and you look at what's going on in America, we've lost our fear of the Lord. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and I totally believe that it's left our schools. It's almost out of our government completely, and I think that's where the problem lies.
You're exactly right, brother. At one time, we had the fear of the Lord. At one time, even politicians on either side of the aisle would be cognizant of whether or not the laws they're passing are the rules and the regulations that they're promulgating, whether that would be according to or aligned with the scripture. And no longer that is concerned at all. In fact, you might recall back just several months ago, Jerry Nadler, when one of the representatives on the floor was reading from the Bible, when they were challenging the HB 5 bill, which was the Equality Act, the sodomite bill, when he was reading the scripture about what God says about sodomites and sodomy, Jerry Nadler screamed out, "The Bible has no place in the halls of Congress," end quote. That's a pretty blanket statement for what I believe is the feeling, the heartbeat, and the mindset of everyone in the Beltway of Washington today. We have undermined anything that we call morals and ethics and values, and it's in our schools, it's in the public educational system, it's in the politically correct and politically charged race on both sides of the aisle with the political agenda in America today, and especially coming out of the Biden administration. I don't believe I've ever seen a president take the stand against morals and ethics and values as this president. How about you?
Not my lifetime. I mean, when I think about it, you know, the exposure, at least, you know, back in the day, people, even unsaved people, had exposure to the word. So, you know, even though they may not totally believe it, they still had it in their heart because they heard it all the time. And now you can't even speak up without being persecuted or prosecuted, as you say. And I've heard listened to you many times about how the word and how the Bible was involved in our Constitution, all across the board in government, how many times that in the past they spoke about the Lord and about his son. And, you know, you hardly even hear a prayer in politics anymore. it's just amazing to me at my age, you know, to hear that, or the lack not to hear it.
You're exactly right. And one of the things that I will talk about during this broadcast, and I'll touch on it now, I say that the charge of guilty and what we see in the demoralization of our nation goes right back to the pulpits in America, with spineless preachers standing in the pulpit afraid to speak the truth that they might lose some numbers, nickels, and noses. There are some preachers today, I can say that very boldly, they're afraid they might lose a Democrat church member that might put a $2 check in every now and then, rather than speaking the truth in love. It doesn't make any difference to me if you're a Democrat or Republican, if you're any other strain of a political group. The truth is the truth, and that needs to be preached and taught from the pulpits in America. As a result of the abandonment of truth from our pulpits, we're finding that even with Christians being anemic and illiterate and ignorant of the word, they don't know the difference. And as a result of that, we're seeing the further plummeting and the further disintegration and the discarding of anything that's called morals and ethics and values in our great nation. So, brother, you're exactly right. We need to turn back to God. We need to seek the face of God, confess our sins individually and as a nation, and ask God to heal our land. That's a paraphrase, by the way, of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. But, brother, thank you so much for your call.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. And when I say that, some do not understand. I'm quoting Luke chapter 21, verse 28. Look up, lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. That means that time for the Lord Jesus Christ to snatch us out of this old world is getting closer and closer. I believe Lily's on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, thank you for what you're doing, speaking up. And you're perfectly in full agreement with all that you're dealing with this morning, and that this anti-God rebellion is really running out of control. Can be worse. I just called this morning to, I don't know if you heard this on the weekend. There was an interview on another radio station, Jacksonville, about Florida camp, youth camp for children, middle school age and high school. It will be held in Ocala. The address is not revealed, not disclosed. The camp, and I didn't sure get the date properly, but it could have started yesterday, but it's for July. And I'm not sure how many days it's running, what they expect to have about 180 students. And it's an LGBT camp, and I'm not sure if students coming from outside of Florida or it's just all Florida. But it's the first LGBT camp in Florida. The students who identify as gays and lesbians and the gender, transgender, whatever, they are all. Will be involved in it. So,
Lily, I had not heard that news, but I'll research that. And it is so sad what you find talking about an LGBTQ youth camp. All it is will be a recruitment effort for the days or the weeks that the camp is in session, and it will be involving, in my most humble opinion, adults as well as the youth, where they'll be the adults that are already the sodomite agenda, lifestyle, be trying to recruit the sons and the daughters of those that are going, because mindset, and it's being taught today in the public schools, it's being pushed in the public schools, being pushed by the CDC, it's being pushed right here in Duval County by Dr. Green, the superintendent of schools in the Duval County school system, where there's a secret agenda by Dr. Green and others behind the scenes, where the Wolfberg husband have committed $7 million to the Duval County School Board for them to teach further educational process of teaching the LGBTQ sodomite lifestyle in the public schools in Duval County. And right now, Dr. Green, the superintendent of schools in Duval County Public Schools, not willing to adhere to the new law in the state of Florida, House Bill 1557, which is signed by the governor, which is now law, and it was to go into force, full force, July the 1st. And I understand that Dr. Green is still wanting to teach behind the scenes the critical race theory and the sodomite lifestyle through the LGBTQ agenda. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, your parent, you've got a child in school, or a grandparent that you've got a child, a grandchild in the school in Duval County, you need to call and demand that Dr. Green resign or be fired. That's my position on it. I don't think it can be any clearer than that. And it's because we're watching the demoralization and the distraction from educational system in our public schools and the demoralization of the morals and ethics and the values through our public school system. Lily, all we can do is keep praying, keep looking up, but warning everyone that the day is coming very, very soon. It'll be too late to make a choice and make a decision and turn around. Our nation is on the fast track for total annihilation unless we turn back to God.
Yes, it's all a part of this sodomite agenda.
Yes, it is. Lily, thank you so much for your call. Keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today's subject. Have we lost our moral compass? And to answer that question very, very succinctly is yes, we have. In fact, at one time in America, we have nudity laws that if you were to be nude in the public, there would be some kind of recrimination where you would be charged, a fine, or locked up. I'm looking at an article that says gay men strip naked in front of children at a Seattle parade. Seattle laws now allow public nudity. Actually, nobody is doing anything wrong by being nude in the public in Seattle, Washington, according to this article. I'll not even read the balance of it. It's gross, grotesque in its nature. But ladies and gentlemen, we're finding that there are no longer mores and values and ethics and fundamental foundation, and that goes back to the schools, ladies and gentlemen. That's the incubator today for brainwashing and indoctrinating our sons and our daughters. Our president also, ladies and gentlemen, forcing hospitals and doctors and nurses to perform abortions and sex change surgeries. It's being pushed and promulgated through laws and legislation, rules and regulations. If a hospital or a doctor or a medical association takes any type of federal funds for health care, federal funds for Medicare, Medicaid, if they those hospitals, those institutions receive federal dollars, now they're being required by Joe Biden's administration to perform transsexual surgeries and to provide the follow-ups on that and for that. Ladies and gentlemen, our military is being destroyed today. Joe Biden is destroying the military and is using the tool that supposedly because our military men have said no to the COVID jab in the regular military and in the National Guard. In fact, we're losing about 40,000 National Guard members, ladies and gentlemen, as a result of the National Guard members saying no to the jab. And I'm talking about on a broad scale across the lines of every aspect of the morals and ethics and the values being destroyed in America. If a woman can say, it's my body, my choice, why can't we say that from the standpoint of whether or not we take the jab, the COVID jab? Multitudes today, in fact, Matt Staver's article of a few months back said at that time about 500,000 Americans had died as a result of taking the jab. And today it's probably considerably more than that. We're finding major, major, major medical maladies for those that have taken the jab. And there's a lie coming out of CDC that more people that are unvaccinated going to the hospital than those that have been vaccinated. That's simply an absolute total lie. It's a deception. It is not real. But we're finding that because we have no morals, no ethics, and no values. And the CDC is not to make law, ladies and gentlemen. But as we look at it, according to St. Emperor Fauci, that the CDC has the authority to tell the nation's governments and the governmental agencies and the governors and the mayors what to do. I'm looking at this article that I touched on a moment ago. 40,000 unvaccinated National Guard members set to be fired. And as of the 15th of this month, they were, because they refused to take the jab. Ladies and gentlemen, we find today a major, major, major declension in morals and ethics and values in our great nation. Parents who care about morals and ethics and values are taught that they need to take a stand and say to a public school, you can't teach my child that. But ladies and gentlemen, things are being taught to your sons and your daughters and our grandkids today that the parents and the grandparents are not aware of because it's kept secret. I know right here in Duval County with the public schools, we've got one of the school board members that discovered that there were documents, secret documents, that were promulgated behind the scenes by Dr. Green to be inculcated in the public school, protecting and promoting the LGBTQ sodomite agenda that the school board was not even aware of. And when a resolution was postulated to be voted on by the school board, by Charlotte Joyce, simply says that we're going to obey the new state law in the state of Florida, that resolution was summarily rejected by the overwhelming majority of the school board. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the loss of our morals and ethics and values in a nation. Ladies and gentlemen, lies and lies and more lies are being told to us by this administration than in the history of the United States of America, in my most humble opinion. And ladies and gentlemen, the state is looking to destroy anything that would be dissent in relationship to the COVID jab. I'm looking at an article that says, state looks to kill all dissent from approved COVID talking points. California is threatening to punish any physician who dissents from the approved medical agenda regarding COVID shots. It would give the state medical board the authority to punish any physician who challenges the safety and efficacy of the COVID vaccines. Those, of course, have been blamed for countless serious side effects, such as heart problems in young men who take the experimental shot. Ladies and gentlemen, let me pause for a moment. When it comes to the COVID vaccination or jab, it's not a vaccination. Those that are going into the hospitals, those that are getting boosted and reboosted with additional shots, those are the ones that have had their immune system totally wiped out, eviscerated, destroyed. And the hospitals are being filled with those that continue to have relapses, if you please. In fact, Anthony Fauci just recently admitted that the COVID jab does not protect from getting COVID at all. In fact, he has had COVID. He's taken all of the shots. He has been shot, and boosted and boosted and boosted again, and he still got COVID. But ladies and gentlemen, we're finding that we've been told a lie. The morals and ethics and the values from the top down have infiltrated every aspect and every part of morals and ethics and values in our society today. This is the reason there are those that are blowing the whistle, screaming, and talking about what is happening with the cultural revolution in our schools and the schools indoctrinating our kids. Looking at an article here, says a survivor of Mao's, that's M-A-O, apostrophe S, Mao's, cultural revolution warns of public school indoctrination. The country I love is becoming the country that I left. New Hampshire Republican candidate Lily Tang Williams knows firsthand the evil of communism and issued a dire warning that through indoctrination in our schools, the country that I love is becoming the country that I left. Tang Williams, that's T-A-N-G, Tang Williams immigrated from to the United States from China in 1988, surviving the Cultural Revolution. In an interview, she said, she detailed how the deliberate divisiveness that Mao had employed is now being replicated in America in the governmental school system in order to brainwash the children, in order to control the future of our nation. Hear me. She recognized it coming out of that background, ladies and gentlemen. The congressional hopeful laid out how Mao used the standard Marxist terms like oppressor versus same race and have the same skin color into five black classes versus the five red classes of citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, Karl Marx, major weapon used to destroy a nation, and it's being used today, implemented in America today, is to destroy the nuclear family, to divide the society, and to dethrone God. And we find that on the fast track today, and it's the key that's being used to destroy the morals, the ethics, and the values in our great nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we've lost our moral footing. We've lost them. I'm looking at an article that says, all you see, what's happening to the United States, and it's not pretty. Half of America stands at odds with the other half, liberals versus conservatives. Then this article further says, we are losing our moral footing. The question is, whose ethics, morality, and decency? Every worldview holds a position on these topics, but those positions of one worldview are usually at great odds against another worldview. What you describe about the crimes in the cities and the criminal behavior of our elected officials match the acceptable ethics, morality, and decency of the cultural Marxism. They're all relative and match the agenda for anarchy in our great nation. What you have hinted at should be restoration of the ethics, restoration of our morals, restoration of decency as found in the Judeo-Christian values based in the Western civilization. This article further says, our Constitution, it's quoting from Jay Adams, our Constitution was made only for a moral and ethical religious people. It's wholly inadequate to government or the government of any other. And ladies and gentlemen, it goes on to talk about what is happening with the leadership in America in the destruction of our great nation. But ladies and gentlemen, we see firsthand what is happening. And it's coming out of the White House. It's coming out of U.S. Congress. An article, looking at an article by Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel. Desperate to ram the LGBTQ agenda down your throats, House Democrats have just introduced the equivalent of the Equality Act 2.0. But like a bad movie sequel, this version is even worse than the original Equality Act, as it not only seeks to impose the LGBTQ agenda everywhere and on everyone, but also seeks to impose the abortion protection on the states far more radical than Roe versus Wade. Democrats have introduced House Bill 1209, the so-called, listen, this is what they're calling the Transgender Bill of Rights, and it already has 86 co-sponsors. What does the Transgender Bill of Rights do? Forces female students to allow biological males in all sports, bathrooms, shower rooms, locker rooms. Forces religious organizations, churches, employers, and child care, schools, et cetera, to hire LGBTQ staff members. It goes on and on and on, ladies and gentlemen. It is trying to codify by way of legislation what was lost in the overturning of Roe versus Wade. But ladies and gentlemen, it goes back to the fundamental basics that I've talked about so often. We're headed in the wrong direction, and the wrong direction is as a result of a failure in our pulpits. When I read an article that says only 37% of Christian pastors hold a biblical worldview, it causes me to understand more readily what's happening in our great nation. We find that a low number of pastors hold a biblical worldview. Looking at an article that says, incredibly low number of Protestant pastors hold a biblical worldview at all. Ladies and gentlemen, in summary with this, the Christian pastors hold a biblical worldview only 37%. Here's how those numbers break down. 41% or less, senior pastors have a biblical worldview. Only 28% of associate pastors have a biblical worldview. Only 13% of teaching pastors have a biblical worldview. Only 12% of children's ministry leaders have a biblical worldview. And only 4% of executive pastors have a biblical worldview. So, ladies and gentlemen, we can go back to where the scripture says, judgment begins at the house of God. I believe that if we would find a greater emphasis on preaching the whole truth, nothing but the truth, and the total counsel of God from the Word of God, and warning the congregants, those in the congregation, warning them of the dangers and what's happening politically, morally, and ethically, it would be a great service to bring us back full circle where we have morals and ethics and values and not the loss of them. Ladies and gentlemen, we're finding a need to turn back to God, a need today more than ever in the history of our great nation. So I challenge you with this. Turn back to the Lord. Invite Him to allow you to have wisdom to serve Him and honor Him. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.